This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light. Focus on your breathing. As you breathe in the breath of life, and you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity, let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Focus now on relaxing, letting go, finding yourself moving further and further into the center of your being. As you become one with your breathing, as you breathe in the light, deep breath in through your nose, and exhale out darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now feeling completely relaxed. Put your attention, focus on your chakra centers within your etheric body. Those energy wheels or energy centers that are associated with your physical glands. And although you have 12 chakras, you're focusing on the 8 chakras now. So the 7 from the base of the spine to the top of the head, and then the 8th chakra just above the head. So starting from the bottom up, visualize your first chakra at the base of the spine as a beautiful ruby red color. Second chakra moving up, orange. Third in the solar plexus area, bright yellow as the sun. Fourth at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become activated in most, if not all, of the light working community, and even some beyond that. Magenta. Fifth chakra, the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth, middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo, and the seventh, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the eighth chakra, encompassing all of the colors of all of the chakras, just above the head, approximately a foot, the soul star chakra, brilliant pure white. Visualize all 8 chakras now in perfect alignment and with their respective colors and the intensity of those colors. And if the colors seem to be a little muddied or not quite so intense, just intensify them. Make them brilliant. And in so doing, you are raising the vibration in each of the chakras. And as you raise the vibration in each of the chakras, you are raising your overall vibration as well. This is one way to raise your vibration, whatever you want to. There are many other tools, but this is one you can use right now. And feel. It is not just simply a visualization. It is a feeling, an emotional feeling And if you can feel the vibration, if you can feel the colors themselves, as those colors vibrate, you can feel that resonance within that color vibration. And you are raising your vibration. So feel it. Feel the energies there. These are the energy centers, again, associated with your physical glandular system. And when you raise the vibration within these colors, within these energy centers, you are also raising the vibration within those glands as well. So if there is any problems within the glandular system, doing this exercise, this visualization and feeling exercise actually raises that vibration within the physical as well, thereby relieving any blockages that might be there, energy blocks, which could lead to physical pains and suffering. But as you raise your vibration, you move beyond pain and suffering. That is something you have to come to understand. Now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, your third eye in the middle of the forehead, and energetically connect the two now. Sending energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra and back down to your high heart center and back to your third eye. Round and around till a vortex is formed, and feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex and exiting right there in the middle of your forehead. So now you, as who you are, the conscious knowing self, that point of your consciousness, is now looking out through the third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral realm. This is a safe way of exiting the body. So let yourself move now through that doorway, that third eye window, into the astral world. Get that sense of being next to your body or floating above your physical form. Feel the connection, but at the same time, the disconnect from your physical body. For as you know, you are not your physical body. Your physical body is but a vessel, an instrument, a tool that you are using in this lifetime. Now let yourself, in your astral and etheric body, begin to rise up, leaving your physical body down below you. As you rise up through the roof of the building that you're in, or if outside, just simply up into the sky, feel the movement as you move up into the sky, as you move in through the clouds. Feel yourself soaring like a bird through the clouds, higher and higher. Those of you that know what the Merkaba is, you can simply be in your Merkaba, your light body, and do this as well. Feel yourself rising higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. You can turn back around and see the Earth, see your body. Become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the planets of the solar system. Know that you are not limited by your physical vision here. You are not limited at all. You are completely unlimited, limitless. And you can look in any direction that you want and see as far as you want to see. As you look out through the solar system, through the sun of this solar system, can see right through it out into the galaxy. All the way, let your vision follow all the way through the sun of this system, the sun of the galaxy itself, through that central sun of the galaxy, and become aware of the huge vista in front of you now of billions of galaxies, billions of central suns of all of those galaxies and solar systems and planets, Earth-like planets, billions upon billions of Earth-like planets, all the way to the central sun of this universe, source, the cosmic source. Know that the universe itself, just like the universe within you is constantly changing, the universe itself is constantly changing and rearranging itself. As you focus on this central sun of the universe, you can see it any way that you want. You can see it as a huge planet, a huge star, with energy flowing from it. You can feel the energy, the immenseness of this, and the connectedness of this to the source. Know that you are connected to the source. You are the universe. The universe is within you, and you are within the universe. I am the universe. Say that to yourself. More than just saying it, feel it. Feel the connection to the One. Then become aware of the energies that are flowing from this source. The energies that flow through all of the galaxies, all of the central suns of all of the galaxies and the solar systems and the planets. Constant energy that is flowing, ebb and flow, energy and a rest, energy and a rest, and the energy is flowing now, wave after wave, all the way from the central sun of the universe, a cosmic source, all the way to the Earth, to Gaia. And each wave that has come to the Earth has been raising the vibration of the planet. In the beginning, early on, these waves of energy were stopped in some way by those forces that needed to hold this energy back, or it was too strong, it was too powerful. But now, these waves have been let through more and more, so that they could descend upon the Earth, descend upon humanity and plant life and animal life. All of life to feel this energy, these waves of energy, bringing higher consciousness, higher thought forms, as these waves of energy now have been coming, are coming, and will continue to come to the planet. You might see that one now, that one wave of energy, the one that is called the event, comes through the central sun of this solar system to the Earth. It's a great solar flash striking the Earth, bringing immense shift of consciousness across the entire planet. And all of life feels this high vibrational consciousness. And the ensuing results of this changeover that happens has already happened at the higher vibrational dimension than the fifth dimension here. It has not yet filtered down, nor will it filter down to the third dimension, right, to be within the illusion, for the illusion must fall entirely before the event can occur. Feel these energies now. Don't just visualize them, feel them. Just as you felt the energies within your chakras, now feel the energies of these waves of consciousness. And see and feel what it does. The collective consciousness of the planet. How the collective consciousness of the planet now becomes one with the planet, one with Gaia herself. Feel that connection with Gaia. And the wellspring of emotion, an energy that comes as a result of this. And those that are as yet unseen by most now become visible. The Devic evolution, the sprites, the elves, of course, the angels all become visible now. You'll see them. You will see beyond the illusion, just as many of you are beginning to now at times, what are called those glimpses, being beyond the veil of the illusion. Since it is an illusion, there really is no veil. Never really has been. Now visualize people coming together everywhere across the planet. Coming together in love and oneness, realizing their connection to each other, your connection to each other, not only to people, but to the plant life, the animal life. And animals no longer preying upon each other, just as humans will no longer prey upon each other. All become one with the planet, with nature. Many of you will begin to remember your connection to Lemuria, in Atlantis. Even before that, many memories shall return, and the truth everywhere become revealed. This is the promise. This is the promise that was given to you long, long ago, before you made the decision to volunteer to be here. Promise that is now becoming fulfilled. Yourselves now begin to return to your physical body from wherever you find yourself. Come back. Find your way back to your body. But as you enter your physical body, bring that higher vibrational consciousness that you felt for a moment. Bring it back in with you, that blissful feeling. Bring it back in with you. Tuck yourselves back in, your astral and etheric body, back into your physical. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, but I am only here at this time to provide this guided meditation for you, or I release now to another. I am the guardian of the new dispensation. Guardians that have returned to bring messages once again. For I said some time ago to this group that we would be leaving for a time, but we would return when those times came, when the vibrations reached a certain point. When those things that are being shown to you across the planet are beginning to be revealed in terms of the truths coming forward. And that time has arisen now. And I come to be with you here to bring in this new dispensation, to bring in this new golden age of Gaia. That is my mission, to stay with you throughout this entire process. And I and those of my brothers and sisters will be here with you throughout this, the rest of the way now. For it is time that you will find the highest level of being within you, the promises that were made to you long ago, as Sananda has spoken of. Those promises now to be revealed and to be fulfilled. For you did not come here to witness a taking over of the world in terms of a new world order. You did not come here for that. You would not have volunteered to be a part of that. But you did volunteer to be a part of the new expression here that would hold off this new world order. For the new world order cannot and will not happen. It is not possible. For darkness cannot continue to hold sway as the light continues to flow in. It is not possible. As the energies continue to rise, as vibrations continue to rise, and ensuing consciousness as well, then those of lower vibration and lower consciousness cannot remain. It is not possible. So you must come to understand that everything you have been hearing, that you have been told would ensue, would happen, is in process of happening right now as I speak to you here. Yes, it is true. It is difficult to see the light at times, for you are looking through various pockets of darkness to find that light, but the light is there regardless. And the light shall always illuminate the dark. It cannot be the other way around. So continue to trust, my brothers and sisters. Continue to trust not only in the plan, for the plan is unbreakable. The plan is unmistakable. But trust in yourselves, for you are all a part of this great plan. And this great plan cannot happen without you. Without you, the light workers. And now, even more importantly, those of you, the light warriors. The ones that are carrying the light. Not just holding it, not just anchoring it now, but carrying it. Spreading it. Bringing it to the far corners of the planet. You are all doing that. You are in the millions that are doing that. Yes, this group that I speak to now is a part of this, a great part of this. But it is certainly not the all of this. There are many groups, many individuals that are coming forth, that have awakened, and many more that yet shall awaken. Because it is destined for this time, for this period, for the light to be revealed, the truth to be revealed to all of humanity. And all those that are ready to hear it, that do have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, will be able to stay and be a part of this. Those that are not ready will be accommodated in the ways that they need to be accommodated. To continue to follow their personal journey, whatever that might be. You have your journey. You cannot influence anyone else's journey unless they are calling for it, unless their higher self has opened the door for them to hear you. We heard the term earlier, to convert. You are not here to convert anyone into anything, but you are here to be the guides that will open up their arms to another who is ready to open up their arms to you. That is what higher consciousness is all about. Reaching out to your brothers and sisters when they reach out to you. I am the guardian of the new dispensation. The new dispensation that is coming, even as we speak now. And in many respects, it has already arrived. Just do not yet see it, fully see it. But I promise you now, in the times to come, in the short times ahead, you are going to see and feel and know so much more. When you have these various synchronicities that are happening, get ready, because they are going to increase tenfold beyond. Because you are ready for them. You have been acclimating to these energies. You have been preparing to be the ones and the one to go forward and spread the truth whenever it is asked for. My peace and love be with all of you, and I will be here more and more now, as well as those of my brothers and sisters, those of us, the guardians of not only this planet, but the guardians of the solar system, and the galaxy beyond this solar system, and the galaxies beyond that. We are old in terms of consciousness. We have been here watching over you for a very, very long time. And we'll continue to watch over each and every one of you, along with those guides that are here to be with you as well. You have much. You have much to be grateful for. And much to look forward to. For indeed, the best is yet to come.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you. One of the stars here, Shoshana here. And what a wonderful message from our dear guardian and those of the other guardians that are here as well and watching over, as he has said here. And what glorious, glorious times are ahead. All you need to do, though, is just look. Look at those glorious times. Look for them. Do not look for the dissolute times. Do not look for the fear-based times. Look beyond all of that. Look beyond the illusion. See the vista that is out in front of you. See the beauty within that vista. Look out at nature and see all the beauty that is everywhere. But don't only see it. Feel it, experience it, and even more than that, be it, because you are it. You are the one. We are ready now for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your question.
Hi there, Juan Rosales. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. This is the first time I've heard about the guardians. I'm just wondering what they guard against us, or what they guard from or to, or just wondering about them.
They are the ones that guard against the darkness. They are the ones that travel within the light everywhere throughout the universe and have done so for billions and billions and beyond billions, trillions of years, and so on. For there is never an end to creation. That is what you must come to understand. So these ones, the guardians, are here to oversee creation, to oversee the expansion of creation as everything continues to expand. And it can do nothing else but expand. You see? That is what we can say about them at this time. But they are here to oversee. You could call them the overseers, but they prefer the term guardians here. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share. May we share our perspective here?
Of course you may.
Those beings that are known as the guardians are particularly here to guard those that are pure of heart. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I apologize, this is personal to me, but hopefully helpful to others. I came down with COVID this week and was very fortunate with regard to the physical symptoms, only was sick for a few days. But I've also suddenly developed this, like, debilitating anxiety, this, like, nonstop sense of hopelessness and panic and fear. It's completely generalized. It's not a specific thing I'm worried about. And I've done some research and found that that apparently is common with people who've had the virus. And I'm curious whether, is this just something I'm going to be experiencing temporarily while I'm recovering and getting the virus out of my system? Or if it's a longer term thing, is there any advice on how I can heal myself from this?
First of all, you must know that it is all about vibration, and your vibration during this time was brought down somewhat. So because of the lower vibration, you would experience various things that you would not normally experience. You would not be feeling the sense of heightened bliss or heightened feelings of good and all of these things within you. You would not be feeling them during this time. But also understand that that which is called the COVID is not necessarily what it is. You must come to understand that much of this has been untruth here, we will say. Much of it has been a show, a purposeful show, to bring about what they believe is the beginning of the New World Order. But it is not going to happen here. It cannot happen. So there is no reason to believe that those things that they have been saying are anywhere near the truth here. So the virus that you are speaking of that they said you have doesn't necessarily mean that it was that, you see. There are many variations of viruses, and many of you have had these variations before. You call it the common cold, you call it the flu, various things of this nature. But this so-called COVID virus is not what it is, not what they are meaning it to be. And you must come to understand that, that it is not anything to be afraid of, as they are attempting to make you feel that fear. Okay, you will get beyond this, you yourself, but talking to the collective, you will all get beyond this. You are already all moving beyond this, as demonstrated by those of you that spoke earlier in your conversation, that those have moved beyond the mask wearing, the control issues. You are gathering together again, not only in small groups and even large groups, but huge groups, in terms of thousands and thousands and thousands of coming together, maskless, vaccineless, we will say here. Okay? It is happening. So there is no reason whatsoever to have any fear about this. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will add our perspective here, if we may add, dear sister. May we add?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the feelings that you have are an emotional response to fear.
Yes.
To being afraid of something that many of the dark side have worked diligently to control us and to create hyper fear in humanity. And when this is accomplished, humanity becomes sicker. The immune system becomes suppressed when fear is present, you see. So this is combating your immune system. Now, we may give you a tool, and it may sound frivolous, but in order to deprogram these emotions of fear and the other emotions that you have described, which can be distilled down to fear, you suggest you watch puppy videos. Go online, watch the funny puppy videos, watch the kitten videos, watch all of those things that bring joy to you, that bring happiness to you, that bring laughter to you, and that will create the hormones in your body to combat the unnecessary fear hormones that are created from this cornucopia of emotion that you are feeling. We hope you will take this seriously. You must have a favorite species that you can watch. These animals are here for you to bring you unconditional love and joy. And those that have filmed them in their funniest spots have brought that to you to combat these feelings. Namaste.
Yes, and we also add here that even though you had the so-called test to tell whether you have the virus or not, there is little or no truth to those tests. So even though they say you have it, it does not mean you have that. It just means you are ill. You have succumbed in many ways, as Shoshana has said, to the fear-based tactics here. So release the fear. Find the joy as she has given here. And you will come out of this feeling wonderful after you move through the process that you are moving through now. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Would there be other questions?
I have a question. Do the guardians oversee the councils and or us as system busters, do they give us our marching orders?
Not necessarily directly, but they are certainly involved in the entire process. As we said earlier, they are also the overseers. So they do oversee the various councils, but they do not oversee directly your own personal lives. That is up to your higher self to do that. But they are here to guide as a whole, as a collective whole here. Okay, Shoshana?
We agree. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
It is difficult to describe the soul mission of the guardian, of those known as the guardians. It is difficult for us. We can feel them in our hearts. We know what they are there for. And as given before, they are there to protect the pure of heart. This one, Joanna, that we're allowed to speak through, has had direct contact with those that you may call the guardians. And what is the feeling there is great, great faith, great, great protection, great feeling of being highly protected, as if each of us is a newborn and we have parents that would give their lives for us. That is how the guardians see us, you see. They protect those that seek the truth, that seek compassion and love and understanding and unity, and they create that feeling that you are on the right path, and we will protect you on that path. Namaste.
That's wonderful. They bring through such power and purity. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, this is Catherine.
Yes.
And I'd like to touch on the topic, which is called what they call ADD. And so that I think there's a person who said that to something that he had. It's just like, well, and I think it's a label for something that the general population does experience, but as far as it's understood. And I was offered the consideration that it's a gift. So, and I accept it as that because, you know, my attention can be all over the place and others as well. And I see things that other people don't see. And so I take that as a gift. And I'd like to hear your perspective as maybe the higher purpose and reasoning why we as people have chosen to experience what's called ADD. And I,
when you say ADD, like, you are talking about attention deficit disorder. And that is, as you have given, a label. It is a label that has been given by your medical establishment that there are people that have this so-called disease or influence. It is not even a disease. It is more of an influence, a personality influence here. And yes, there are many that so-called have this, but it is not something to be concerned about because certainly as you move higher in vibration, all of these types of things will be eliminated completely from your lives here. So we would say to just be aware that it might be there and someone might be experiencing this type of attention difficulty here. Even this one we speak through believes at times that he has this, and others around him think that he has this as well. But it is not something to be concerned about because you overcome it if you allow yourself to do so. Now, when we say you overcome it, there are those that are overcome by it. So you must come to understand that as well. Many do buy into these labels. And when they buy into these labels, they become what they are being labeled as. Okay, Shoshana.
Yes, we have a perspective here, dear sister. May we share?
Absolutely, please.
Dear sister, we wish to ask a question here. Do you enjoy do you enjoy books?
Yes, but I have challenges in staying settling enough to read them.
Do you enjoy small books?
No comments. I enjoy listening to books, more audio than visual in other areas.
So we will say that there is a percentage of the population of humans that learn in many different ways. One way that they learn is called auditory. And others are visual, others are kinesthetic, others are all three, others are just one. And that is not our point. Our point is that you are all normal. You see, the medical profession, the professions that have risen to wish to label all of you so that they may profit from this and give their medications for this are just that. They wish to decipher behavior. There is no deciphering behavior in humans. There are quirky humans. There are quiet humans. There are humans that are distracted often. All of this is just behavior. It's just a way that the being moves through their path. And it is best for all of us to not judge this, to not label it, to not call ourselves by those names, you see. What one who serves has given that you become the label that you define yourself as is absolutely true. Here's a great label for all of you. You are all normal. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Would there be any other questions before we release channel?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question, please.
Yeah.
I would like to follow up a little on what the Guardian had given to us and that they have been watching us. And as you, as part of the council, can you direct this group as to where we can direct our energies, our focus, our attention to that next step to help push things over the edge, so to speak, so that things become lighter for all of us and for the rest of the world? Thank you.
Yes, it is quite simple here. Find the joy in the moment. Find the gratitude that you all need to have as you continue to rise in vibration. And as you continue to rise in vibration, you will find that there will be more joy and more gratitude. And as you have more joy and more gratitude, your vibration will continue to increase. That is what we have been telling you in many different ways over and over and over for quite some time now. And that is what you need to incorporate into your daily lives more and more. Find the beauty. Be in nature whenever you can. See the beauty. Feel the beauty. Be the beauty all around you. That is what we would say here. Shoshana.
We will share here, if we may. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Dear sister, we hear every call that you participate in, when you are giving your tools of protection and you expand upon them and add a thing here and add a thing there to more broadly bring humanity to a pinnacle of light, we hear that. And we are so emotionally overtaken by your love for all, by your desire to uplift, by your desire to bring joy, bring light, bring understanding, bring compassion to the planet and to those around you. So when you ask, what can we do, what can we focus on, we will tell you, you are already doing it, you see. Just do what you are doing, as you are making a great difference for those on this call, those that hear you, and those that are in your presence. Namaste.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can I ask a quick question, please?
Yes. We take one more question, and we're ready to release channel.
Thank you. Thank you. We all know the vaccine is detrimental to the immune system and the body. And I just wanted to know if getting the I will not get the vaccine, but a friend of mine has been vaccinated, and suddenly last week she's now in the hospital with lung cancer. And I'm wondering if the vaccine actually can target cancer as well as, you know, blood clots, heart, everything. It may be an obvious question, but I'm just wondering, because my intuition tells me that maybe the vaccine propelled the lung cancer. Can you address that, please?
Please do share.
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, may we share
yes.
this?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, sadly, this is accurate. This one that we speak through has had the exact same experience as one member of her family that received this vaccine. It is not a vaccination. Received this shot, was triggered, and was diagnosed with lung cancer, stage 4, as she had the marker for this, as they told her. So we will tell you that those that have a genetic disposition to a physical malady, a physical disease that has been infiltrated into the human body will be and could be triggered by the particles in this shot. We are so sorry to give you this, but this is what is happening. And those that made an agreement to do this, made an agreement to receive this shot and become ill for the profound understanding and awakening of humanity. And that is why they are sacrificing themselves so that those that are awake can help others become more awake. Namaste.
Yes, this is all part of the depopulation plan by those of the nefarious ones that purposefully had these various ingredients added to this so-called shot that would trigger those various genomes within the people. Not everyone, of course. Some just simply they received what you call a placebo or a saline solution or something of this nature. Of course, those in the so-called leadership positions, they received saline solutions, and they knew that's what they were getting. That's why they took it, you see. Others know what is in this and will not even take it. Even one that is one of these nefarious ones, we will not mention his name at this point, but he himself is pushing it everywhere, but yet he has not taken it himself and will not. So understand that it is all purposeful by those ones to bring about various triggers within the system of those that are ready for this or agreed to this, as Shoshana has given here. Okay? We are ready to release channel. We have one email question. You can give that now.
Yes, thank you. The person is asking if the quarantine camps, the FEMA camps, are being built to house the unvaccinated or others. Thank you.
That's what they were built for, but that is not what they are going to be used for. That is what you need to come to understand. It is not going to happen as they have planned. You are already seeing the results of this in various areas here in this country, certainly, as those more and more throughout the country are going without the masks, without the control, saying we will not comply, we will not go along with this. And there are those in the world, in various countries of the world, that are saying no more. We are not going to put up with this. They are having demonstrations and protests and everything. So it is not going to happen the way they planned it to happen. That is their new world order. That is their depopulation plan to divide those of you. And rather than divide, they are actually causing the exact opposite in more and more that are awakening, in bringing togetherness here. Together we stand. Divided, you fall. And that is what they want, to divide you. But that is not what is happening now. Okay, Shoshana.
We will just say that we agree and that this is another fear tactic, another way to bring terror to humanity. And we must understand that there are 700 billion people on your planet. And
7 billion.
Well, we think there are 700 billion, but yes, we apologize. Yeah. 7 billion. 7 billion on this planet, and they cannot possibly, possibly imprison all. This is a fear tactic. One must not pay attention to this. Namaste.
Yes. Do you have any parting message here before we release here?
We do. We would like to say that each one of you that carries the light, that brings the light, that anchors the light, is so necessary, is so important in the movement of this great awakening, and that we will say how valued you are in the beyond, in the other dimensions, as you are creating another path in other dimensions that did not exist before because of your purity of heart and your faithfulness to the truth. Namaste.
Yes, and we just simply say, continue to look beyond the illusion and hold the line, because the best is indeed yet to come. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.